Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Have your seat, open your Bible to Lamentation chapter 5. Let's take like 7 or 10 verses. Lamentation chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. And behold, our reproach. I said 1 to like 9, please. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens. And our houses to foreigners. When this happens, is a reproach. When foreigners come to this country and enjoy, and you are in the country, and your hand does not touch anything, is a reproach, sir. Let's go. We have become orphans and wives. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood has been sold to us. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We labor and have nothing to show for it. 30 days makes a salary. 15 days later, borrowing is a reproach. We have given our hand to World Bank and IMF to be satisfied with bread. You saw World Bank and IMF then in February? People are looking at me somehow. Our fathers sin and are no more, but we bear their iniquity. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hands. Lift your two hands up and say, every reproach in my life. And then say, every reproach in my family. Say, oh Lord, arise by your power. Take away every reproach from my life and my family. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Arise by your power. Arise by your power. Arise by your power. Arise by your power. Take away, terminate every reproach in my life and my family. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Not because of time, that you don't have time. Whenever they call old student association, you can't go. You're on the platform. You can't say anything. You know the reason why. It is reproach, sir. It is reproach that makes you not be able to lift up your head in the midst of your friends and enemies alike. A man that is not reproached rules in the midst of the enemy. What is reproach? Reproach is disgrace. Reproach is shame. Psalm 69 verse 7. Psalm 69 verse 7. Shame. But Lord, Psalm 69 verse 7. Because for your sake, I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. Before I forget, let nobody tell you shame on you again. I'm not praying for you. I'm saying you reject it. Shame on you. Lift your right hand up. I pray for you. Any evil decree, declaration, known, unknown, conscious, unconscious, about shame upon your life, they are washed away and taken away today. In the name of Jesus, from today, honor to you, glory to you, beauty to you. In the name of Jesus, from today, no more shame. Say, after me. Say no more shame. Say no more shame. Say no more reproach. No more distress in my life and my destiny. Can we pray up here? No more shame. No more distress. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you seen? What is reproach? Reproach is humiliation. Reproach is to be an object of scorn. Psalm 79 verse 4. To be an object of scorn. Those who hate me without cause are more. Psalm 79 verse 4. We have become a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and derision to those who are around us. Anyone that has been made a byword, anyone that is left to scorn behind you in the midst of the enemy, let the Lord lift up your head above them. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your hands here. The Lord is lifting up your head. The Lord is lifting up your hands. High above that of the people reproaching you. In the name of Jesus. What is a reproach? It's being an object of mockery and a public laughingstock. People can reproach you in church. People can reproach you in your family. People can reproach you in your neighborhood. May we come today by the grace of the Lord. And we command every reproach to end in your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Today, not tomorrow. Whatever has made you a laughingstock, you are delivered from those things. In the name of Jesus. Let me jump. There are some specific things the Bible calls reproach. Isaiah 4 verse 1. Isaiah 4 verse 1. In that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own food, wear our own dress apparel. Only let us be called by your name. To take away the reproach. Delayed marriage is a reproach. Delayed marriage that move a child of God to say, I want to be a single parent. Let me just keep that before I enter menopause. It's a reproach. I pray in this house, every yoke of delayed marriage upon any man, upon any woman, upon any lady, let them be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Brother, say, please say amen. You know, when we pray about delayed marriage, men sit as if nobody there they talk to until they are ready to marry. That's when they know that there is no good woman, according to them. I pray for the men. This one, where are they praying? Not before women. Now, men are they praying for. Every reproach of delayed marriage, let them be broken over your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Every reproach of delayed marriage that makes you settle for less, let them be terminated in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. I pray for all the ladies in church. For your marriage, no more delay. No more delay. No more delay. No more delay. In the name of Jesus. Anyone here belonging to any family, that delay is the order of a day. I pray for you. I pray for you. Mandi keri adada. Let that yoke of delay be broken now. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. You know, as pastors, there are many things you see that you can't talk about. You pray for a woman that is 40 years, praying for the person to get married, and the person tells you, I'm the last born, and nobody has gotten married in my family. It's a reproach. I pray for you. Whatever make people point, scorning, mockery finger at your family, today the Lord deliver you from that reproach. Say amen. Let me hear you. In the name of Jesus. Once again, did the Bible call reproach? Genesis 30:23. She conceived. And let's read together. She conceived and bore a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. Every barrenness in the house, every reproach of delayed childbirth, of barrenness, they are terminated today. In the name of Jesus. Lift up once of leprosy. Say, oh Lord, we reject delayed marriage. Say, oh Lord, we reject delayed childbirth in this sanctuary. In the name of Jesus, can we pray? We reject, we reject. We reject delayed marriage. We reject delayed childbirth. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand here. By the anointing of the Lord upon me this morning, by the grace at work in me, by the grace of Christ at work in this sanctuary, whatever is the reproach of childbirth in your past, in your present, in your future, the blood of Jesus wash away that reproach. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Have your seat. You know, when I was a much more younger and the youth not married, when we go to church and they are handing things about childbirth, barrenness, you just cross your leg. After all, I'm not married. Whatever is waiting for you in your future to cause you pain and mockery, let them be washed away by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then we got married, and almost 4 years we were waiting. You know, it was as if I should go home and get the tape of the messages that they were preaching, and I was crossing my leg. I better make you preach about business. Tell us about work. You are looking for work. What is it? Me, we never marry. Whatever has been programmed into your future that will bring mockery and pain, program into the future of your children that will bring mockery and shame, let them be washed away by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, my children shall not suffer reproach. In the name of Jesus, can you pray, my children, they shall not suffer reproach. My children shall not suffer reproach. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What does the Bible consider as reproach? Divorce, broken marriage, single parenting. We don't need to go far. You are in Africa, you know. In fact, many people are stuck in abusive relationships because of what people say, because of reproach, because of mockery. Wherever the enemy is raising his ugly head in your marriage, let the spirit and the fire of the Lord consume that enemy. In the name of Jesus, any third party arisen in your family, let them be crushed by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever is tending you to separation and divorce, let the power of the Lord arise and resolve it for you. In the name of Jesus, the reproach is taken away. Say with me, say no reproach in my marriage. In the name of Jesus. Say, I come against every reproach. Every reproach. I come against every reproach. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever it is that is called a reproach, that the enemy wants to use to taunt this church, whatever will happen in your life as members, that will be a reproach to this church, it shall never happen. It shall not arise. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, whatever will happen in your life that will bring reproach to the name of Christ, he did not allow us rest. He's always talking about Christ in the environment. But see what has happened to him. At the Nibokoriakata, whatever will happen to you that will bring the reproach to the name of Jesus, it shall not happen. It shall not come to pass. The reproach is broken. The reproach is taken away. In the name of Jesus. Anyone looking for your downfall so that to throw us to reproach the name of the Lord. You can never, never fail. You can never, never fail. Never fail. Jesus has said.
Forever.
You cannot fail. You can
never, never fail. You can never, never fail. You can never, never,
never, never fail.
Jesus, the same forever.
I pray for you. Every mark of failure to bring reproach to your family, that mark is erased by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That mark is taken away by the blood of Jesus. There is no reproach in your family. There is no reproach in your walk. There is no reproach in your life. In the name of Jesus, the reproach is broken out. The reproach is taken away now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everybody wants to speak against the church. Even church members, even some people in this church, you look at what they post, you laugh at them. Everybody wants to speak against the church. Everybody is waiting for a downfall of a pastor so they can say many things. Every reproach upon the church in Nigeria, the reproach is taken away now. In the name of Jesus. Many people do not know that they are the church. So they reproach the church. It's like this. I'm slapping myself. Stupidity. I don't mind them. Now some bishop will don't mind them. Even Papa Debo said, don't mind them. We don't know the thing where Richard Jaffa do. Don't mind them. And you join unbelievers to bring the reproach on the name of Christ. We pray, oh Lord. We pray, oh Lord. Anyone waiting for our reproach, waiting to taunt us, waiting to mock us, waiting to make us an object of scorn, waiting for the failure of your children, anyone that wants to use your children to mock you, whoever wants to mock you concerning your works, whoever wants to say your God does not answer prayer, let the Lord arise and put them to shame. The Lord arise and disgrace them. For you shall not suffer reproach. You shall not suffer disgrace. You shall not suffer shame. In the name of Jesus. What does the Bible call reproach? Isaiah 54 verse 4. Isaiah 54 verse 4. Do not fear. You will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced. For you will not be put to shame. Can we pray that before I go to where I'm going? Let's leave our hands. Say, I will not be put to shame. Neither will I be disgraced. Can you say that? Let me hear you. I will not be put to shame. Neither will I be disgraced. I will not be put to shame. Neither will I be disgraced. I will not be put to shame. neither will I be disgraced. I will not be put to shame. Neither will I be disgraced. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Obviously, some don't understand shame because they have not suffered one before. It's shameful where everybody knows every wrong thing about you and they are talking about you every day and you don't know. When I just joined my place of work, we needed to travel for a retreat. So we needed to charter a car, Sienna. When they chartered the Sienna, we were like, is it 6 or 7? I put my name down in the particular one. Later I discovered that one by one, everybody started leaving the Sienna. So it now remained me and a particular person. Remember, I was new. So I went to meet one of the people that I already had a little relationship with in that place. That was like 3 months. See, why are you people, all of you, leaving? He said, one person put his name. He has a terrible body odor. We cannot survive between here and Ilorin with him in the car. Nobody has told him. Everybody ran away from the bus. That is reproach. You know what? There are many things people are saying behind you that they need to talk to you about. The Africans, no before my mouth, then go here, say, teacher, get problem. You are here. Pray. 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 Whatever is in your life that you are not aware of that the enemy is using to mock you, the blood of Jesus deliver you from those things. In the name of Jesus. So Isaiah 54 verse 4. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood. Africa, did you notice that in Africa the spouse of a family die before 35, before 40? We have the high number of young widows everywhere with one child, 2 years old. The old ones are still living young old. But the stars are dying. It is a reproach. Put your hand on your head. I need you to pray. You will not die before your time. Put your hand. Say, I refuse to die before my time. I shall not be a reproach. A reproach. Say, every reproach of untimely death upon my wife, upon my life, it shall not arise. I shall not die. I shall not die young. I shall not die before my time. I shall not die young. I shall not die before my time. No reproach of widowhood. No reproach of widowhood. No reproach of widowhood. No reproach of widowhood. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Another person will not raise your children. I say, another person will not raise your children. In the name of Jesus. On the day of joy of your children, you shall not be absent. They will not do a mini silence on the day of your children's joy. In the name of Jesus. Sister, I pray for you. Madike riagada, mareke deke riagada, labaki rike develebo korea. Whatever want to snuff off your life, let them be terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus. Reproach. Reproach. My cousin got married. 11th month after the marriage, my mom called me one day from Accra. Called me, I picked the phone. I could hear wailing, shout at the background, shout. You know, when somebody calls you to give you news, and everybody is weeping, and they can't say anything, you are hearing shout, cry. So I was screaming on the phone, what happened, what happened? Then he picked the phone and told me my cousin's husband has died 11 months exactly to the day they got married. Whatever want to terminate your joy untimely, let the Lord arise and destroy them. The reproach is terminated in your life. The reproach is terminated in your life. The reproach is terminated in your life. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. What does the Bible term reproach? Psalm 79 verse 1. That's the shortest one of it. Psalm 79 verse 1. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Oh God, the nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple. They have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in it. When the enemy takes over the sanctuary, the church of God, there is reproach. Where people die monthly, where there are delay of every kind, where people struggle. The enemy has taken over the temple. Lamentation. If you read the book of Lamentation, there are many laments of the enemy taking over the temple. But in this house, no enemy will overtake us here. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When the enemy overruns this place, you are in trouble. Are you here? Are you here? In the olden days, when people are in trouble, they run to the altar and they lay hold of it. Nobody can touch them there. If the enemy comes to the place of the altar and touches people anyhow, it is a reproach. Jeremiah 51:51. When the place of succor becomes a place of affliction, there is a reproach. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Read with me. Let's go. Once we go, we are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our face. Eh? For strangers have come into the sanctuaries. Say never here. Say never. I didn't hear. Say never. Lift up that arm of anger. Say every stranger in the citadel of impact. Say fire will pursue. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger. Every stranger. Every strange spirit, strange teaching, strange prayers, strange prophecies, strange acts, strange ministry, and the citadel of people, fire of the Lord destroy you. Fire destroy, fire destroy, fire destroy, fire destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A man of God, have your seat, share the story of going to preach in a church. And after preaching powerful deliverance service, he left the church. There was a man that was the security in the church. The security was an oriser man. You know what we call oriser? A talk. That he went to evangelism and spoke to and gave to that Christ. So they gave him a job as a, what do we call it? As a security man in the church. So why he came to lock the doors of a church, she saw a little girl seated in the church. And he said, little girl, I want to close the church. You know, normal or right salmon that have just become born again. You know, just to, even big man, they look up, say, stand up, stand, go. The girl was looking at him. Stand up, go. The girl was looking at him. Then, he went and carried his club and bulala. And came to hit the girl. The guy raised the hand and collected it and shredded the club and bulala into pieces. It fell the girl. So he now know that there is wahala. He now remembered what they told him. He said, in the name of Jesus, move. In the name of Jesus, move. The guy sit down, stand up. The man of God said, 4 hours. He only knew how to say, in the name of Jesus, move. The girl left the church, got to the gate, disappeared. But the girl left a chain. Orisa just saw the chain. My mother, you care. Just carry the chain. Put in his hand. He ran mad. Whatever is not normal in our midst, every agent of darkness in our midst, let the fire of the Lord destroy them. Let the fire of the Lord destroy them. Let the fire of the Lord destroy them. Every agent of darkness in your house, in your class, in your dormitory, in your hostel, let the fire of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Exodus 9, 14 to 16. Reproach. What does the Bible call reproach? Reproach. Look at this. There was a little city with few men in it. And a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snare around it. Oh, yeah? Now there was found in it a poor wise man. And he, by his wisdom, did what? Delivered the city. Read. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. A poor man's wisdom is foolishness before the world. Poverty is a reproacher. To me, it's a reproach. You can enjoy it if you want. The world school are built for the poor. Everywhere in the world, the world schools are for the poor. The world teachers go to the world schools. Poverty is a reproach. Ezekiel 36:30. It is 36:30. Ezekiel 36:30. Ezekiel 36:30. I will multiply the fruit of your trees and the increase of your feed, so that you will need never again bear the reproach of famine among the. What is famine? Is poverty, sir? Lack is a reproach. Put your hand on your head. Every anointing of poverty, every anointing of lack in your life, let them be terminated now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of poverty at work in your life, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Remove your hand. I've always told you, I don't have any problem with a man being poor. I have a problem with a man having poverty mentality. A man with the right mentality, take everything he has, he will make it back. A man with the poverty mentality, give him everything, he will move back to poverty. Whatever is the spirit of poverty operating you. See, one of the easiest things you know about poverty mentality, any man that is against the success of another one, that is angry, he has poverty mentality. We don't know. We don't know all these people. Even pastor said, we don't know now. She has seen the change car like anything. We don't know. If you don't know, ask. Let them show you the way. Stop mockery. What you speak against, you can't attract her. Personally, as a Baptist, I am trying to undo many things I was taught and many things I have said when I was young. I just see them working against me. I just see me wanting to walk into what I've criticized when I was younger without knowledge. I pray for you. Every word you have said in the past that is mocking you now, let the blood of Jesus wash them away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Poverty mentality. Women cannot make it except they are shallow. So women don't drive cars except they are married in Nigeria. Because if you drive a car, they will say you are an Ashebo. Hey, Ashebo. Cocaine pusher. Poverty mentality. He never believes anybody can make it right. He believes everybody will make it in a crooked way. Poverty is a reproach. Poverty is a reproach. Do you know what people do because of poverty? You know the criminal tendency because of poverty? Do you know the number of people that grew up in church, were in choir, doing well because of poverty, what they move into? Poverty is a reproach. Stretch your two hands here. Your two hands here. Your two hands here. What a guy is against your increase. Whatever is against your increase. He said, Larry, we can see the work. We can't see the result. We can't see the reward. Whatever is against your labor, against your result, against your profit, against your reward, whatever is risen against it, let them be terminated today. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. The Lord is saying some things about our reproach. Psalm 69 verse 19. Psalm 69 verse 19. Look at this. Can you read with me? Let's go. You know. Read with me. Let's go. You know my reproach. My shame. My adversary. Lift your two hands and say, oh Lord, you know my reproach. My shame. We are praying. My dishonor. Arise and take them away. Can you say that? Pray with me. Pray with me. Pray. You know my reproach. My shame. My dishonor. Arise. Take them away. Can you mention the reproach? Can you mention the reproach? You know my reproach. You know my shame. You know my dishonor. Arise and take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So God knows our reproach. And he sent Jesus to take it away. Isaiah 56. Jesus have taken away our reproach. Isaiah 56. I gave my back to those who struck me, Jesus. And my cheek to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spit. Jesus died on the cross. He was crucified naked to take away your shame and your reproach. Therefore, whoever and whatever want to put shame and reproach on you, let that shame and reproach come upon them. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Jesus has taken away my reproach. Say, every reproach is taken away now. And then Jesus, on the cross took away my reproach. Let every reproach be taken away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Joshua chapter 5, verse 9. You are here. You know, I don't like giving altar calls. And some people will sit down after they see people coming. Then they now stand up and come. I don't like it. If you are sure, you come. If you are not sure, don't come. Not after 5 minutes. You have testimony. 6 people are sharing already. Then you now stand up with your sagging trousers and come in like. If you are not sure, sit down. If you are not sure. I want to pray for people that are suffering reproach. Reproach after reproach. Joshua 5:9. I just want to lay hands on you. Our time is past, never will do this. When the Lord said to Joshua, then the Lord said to Joshua, this day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Are you here? Are you here? I just want to pray for everyone with a reproach. Whatever is a reproach, whatever is a reproach. Whatever is a reproach, a leader ya katalabaka. Alekere beke beke ryaka. I exalt your name. Can we just praise him and take the reproach away? I just want to praise you, Lord. Lift my hands and say, I love you. You are everything to me. I'll exalt your holy name, I exalt your holy name, I exalt. Lift your hands, let's pray. I exalt your holy name. Exalt your holy. Yeah. Exalt your holy. I exalt your holy name. I exalt. Say, oh Lord, arise, take away every reproach from my life in the name of Jesus. Rabakata rekete masatakaria beria katala mariaba erekete keriaka masatakaria merekete lebokoria marekete lebokuria masataka rabakata labae marekete lelelebo masatakaria baka marekete lelelebo Maracata Lavaca, in the name of Jesus, Maracata Lavoria, Maracata, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say today, stretch your hand here. I pray for you today, today, today. The Lord is rolling away your reproach. In the name of Jesus, whatever is the reproach upon you and your children, that reproach is terminated by fire. That reproach is terminated by fire. That reproach is terminated by fire. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Just come to the front. Hadike Riaba, Mazanta Kariaba, Rebeke Tinelebo Kuria. Razata karia kata marekete lelebo kuria razata karia ebekeria kata reberi lelebo koria. The reproach is taken away. Lebo lebo koria razata karia mate lebo koria ba razata ka marekete lebo kuria mazite keria shaparia kata luz manite rikete Razata karia kata, mane keria break. In the name of Jesus, labire keria dada, ete rekete lebo. Razata karia, mane keria. Shabari lebo kuria, intadi bo kuria. Hamutaye defini ya mumio, ewo, ye ya mumio. Hamotaye defumio, mahite libo koria bata. In the name of Jesus, libe keria, razanta karia, ihelebo break, 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 maribo koria, razanta ka, maribe keria tala, matete libo koria, maribe kete lelebo, maria katala bahebe jita. Rakata la 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 la, Maria kata kata la la, Masa kata. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Where the face of the Lord shines, there can be no reproach. Hello. Do you remember the blessing I bless you at the end of the service? You know, some people are so used to it, they don't know that it is God that say, bless my people this way, and I will put my name. And when there is a name of the Lord, there shall be no reproach. Hello, are you ready? Can we pray that blessing? Lift up to bless God. May the Lord bless me. May the Lord keep me. I can't say, may the Lord bless me. May the Lord keep me. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon me. May the Lord be gracious unto me. Say, may the Lord lift his countenance upon me. The countenance of the Lord terminate every shame in your life. May the Lord give you shalom. In the name of Jesus. Shake seven people and tell them no more reproach. In the name of Jesus. No more reproach. No more reproach. No more reproach.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sokale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.